Steve's there.
Now there was a time.
Victor Rucci, Nathan Zagura, or Notorious V.I.C., and Master Z. Master Z's catching on with me. I'm telling you, we'll work on Master Z or Z Diddy, but Master Z.
There are a lot that are flowing in right now. Yeah. There are a lot that are coming in. I think we'll have to take a look at that. We'll Megan Rock will compile them, and we'll have
put a vote. Do a Twitter vote.
Yeah, we'll get a.
We'll do this. We'll put democracy to work.
Love democracy.
And we are. I am here at the Liberty Ford dealership in Parma Heights, 6600 Pearl Road. Some people coming out for autographs and posing for pictures. I see a little future Browns fan wrapped up in a Browns blanket. I love this. Yeah, a little bit. How old is this?
Mason's
4 month old baby here looking. Oh, man, he is looking sharp. Hi, Mason. He is loving life as Kevin Mack signs an autograph or two or three here. And anyway, we're here till the top of the hour. We're going to be joined, and Nathan Zagura again at the studio. We're going to be joined by Gerard Cherry in a little bit. But in the meantime, do we have some barks, 216-578-0850, or via Twitter? What do we have, our producer, Dave Nantelli?
You know what we do have? We have a Mitch in North Canton is up for you guys.
Mitch, what's up?
What's going on?
How you doing, Mitch?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just loving the Browns football, loving the talk, loving to hear what's going on.
Great. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I got an idea about this whole quarterback situation. And I'm going to play a little bit of the devil's advocate and think outside the box. All right, we got Jason Campbell, who we've seen before in 2008.
Yep.
We got Brandon Whedon, which we've seen plenty of him. And Hoyer, he's out with an injury, unfortunately. Now, we got Haney coming from, you know, the Bears, he played there, and he's got, as far as stats, nothing.
Correct.
There's something there, but basically nothing. I'm not saying anything bad about him. I'm sure he's a good dude. But still, the only person that we really don't know that much about is Tank. Now, work with me on this one. We put Tank in there to start. No, the Patriots ain't going to know what to do with him. They don't know him. They don't know anything about him. It's the unpredictability that plays in our favor there. I mean, I've seen some YouTube videos of him and things like that, you know, blah, blah. I know it's not that, you know, credible. But from what I've seen, the guy can thread the needle with that football.
All right. He dropped out.
I kind of agree with him. Yeah. I think, obviously, with Jason Campbell back, you're playing to win the game, so you want to play with him. If you didn't have Jason Campbell, I'd agree with him. I'd like to see Tanny. And I think if Tanny gets a couple weeks in practice and they say, okay, we feel comfortable with him starting a game in the NFL, I would like to see him, if the team is, let's say, at the point where they are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, I would like to see Alex Tanny get a shot and see what we've gotten him.
Yeah, you got to try to win the game first.
For sure.
You have to. You can't, again, I said this is the coach's perspective on this. So if they feel, if it were down to Caleb Haney and Tanny, once again, and maybe again it's the old hair-splitting type of thing, but once again it's the notion that you're talking about a guy with even a little more experience, that matters to the coaching staff in a big way. It just does. And but obviously with Jason Campbell and the hope that he is ready to go, that would be obviously the best scenario, at least best of what's available right now if he's fully recovered and ready.
That's right.
All right. All right. We have got much more coming up for you. We are going to talk with Gerard Cherry next. He is a regular, of course, on this show. I'm Vic Carucci with you from the Liberty Ford dealership, Parma Heights, 6600 Pearl Road. Nathan Zagura in the studio in Berea. Megan Rock hanging out there, too. She's been tweeting. She's going to be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, which will appear on clevelandbrowns.com a little later today. Make sure you're checking that out. All of that ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.